Christopher Springman. It's National Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month, and our next guest shares Morgan Freeman's passion for colorectal cancer screening. She is physician Dr. Deborah Nagel, Chief of Colon and Rectal Surgery at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center, a teaching hospital of Harvard Medical School. Yes, knowing one's family medical history is empowering, but not everyone understands how important that is. So I asked Dr. Nagel about the old family cliche about not talking about disease. Why didn't you tell me, Mom? Oh, I didn't want to. Would you like to finish the sentence, Doctor?
Worry you.
Yes, I didn't want to worry you. One should also be concerned about a possible warning sign of polyps if you see blood in the stool, which most people would typically dismiss as being hemorrhoids, since we all go to the path of kind of least resistance. What are your thoughts about that, Doctor? If we see blood in the stool, what should we do? Eliminate the possibilities?
Blood in the stool requires evaluation. There's just no other way to look at it. The most common situation is either hemorrhoidal bleeding or some sort of growth in the colon or rectum that is producing the bleeding.
Doctor, it's National Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. We know the facts. Colorectal cancer screening saves lives. If everyone age 50 years old or older were screened regularly, as many as 60% of these deaths could be avoided. Pretty simple math. Why don't people get screened?
Gosh, did you have your first colonoscopy at age 50, Chris?
Actually, I think it was a little earlier.
I find that many patients know they should do it, understand that it really is the right thing to do, and are just sort of held back by fear and embarrassment. Patients have to do a bowel prep. They have to clean out their intestines so we can get a good look. That's not the world's most pleasant experience, based on what a lot of people say.
Well, I drank, a gallon of a product called Go Lightly?
That sounds very like one of the most commonly used preps.
And it was fine. You know, it was pleasant tasting, and I hadn't consumed that much water in a long time. But it was fairly straightforward, and the procedure itself was absolutely painless.
Right, and when you have sedation associated with your procedure, patients really don't remember a thing. I think it's
no. I don't remember
it's the mental
a thing.
Hurdle. It's the so many times patients finally undergo their colonoscopy, and then they say, "Oh, that wasn't nearly as bad as I thought." And then they say, "I'm so glad I did that," because you have a sense of relief and knowledge that everything's okay and you can move forward for some years afterwards. So a lot of the things that are problems for us are really challenges created in our own minds, I think.
Is there a prevention component with colorectal cancer that perhaps may have something to do with diet and lifestyle choices?
Well, most colorectal cancer is what we call sporadic, meaning that it's probably a combination of environmental factors, probably some dietary factors, and genetic changes that allow the colon cancer cells to develop in the lining of the colon. Currently, we think that, in general, a high-fiber, low-fat diet is probably a healthier choice for most patients and may be preventative. For patients who are prone to polyps, we sometimes recommend taking a baby aspirin a day or another dose of aspirin each day to help prevent polyps. For some patients at really high risk for polyps, we use folate, which is a mineral, to help reduce the risk of polyps. There's not one magic bullet that says, no, you won't get polyps if you do this one thing. It's usually a combination of a healthy lifestyle with a high-fiber diet and exercise, and occasionally the addition of aspirin.
And moderation in alcohol, too. But all of this is excellent advice, not only for colorectal cancer, but other chronic diseases such as coronary artery disease and diabetes, too.
Right, many of which are a product of our modern lifestyle and dietary choices and decreased exercise.
Doctor, where can people go to get more information about colorectal cancer to increase their awareness and perhaps share that information with others?
Well, the responsible sites on the internet are an excellent source of information, and the American Society of Colon Rectal Surgeons has a lot of information for patients and consumers on their website, as well as the National Institutes of Health and other government-based and cancer center websites. Also, your doctor should be a good source of information about colorectal cancer and your risks in particular and the timing and need for screening.
What are the alternatives to colonoscopy, doctor?
Well, a related procedure is called a sigmoidoscopy, and that's when a scope is used to examine the rectum and the left side of the colon. That was done with more frequency in the past. We've moved towards colonoscopy, which examines the whole colon, but it's still a good test in that any test is better than no screening. In addition to sigmoidoscopy, there's fecal occult blood testing, which is really little samples of stool tested for the presence of blood, which can be an indicator of a problem. And oftentimes, that test is combined with a sigmoidoscopy, and that gives a better sense of what's going on with the whole colon. In reality, Christopher, not everyone has easy access to a colonoscopy. You and I are in major cities, and there's a plethora of options, but that's not true for everyone. And so sometimes the sigmoidoscopy and fecal occult blood testing is a very good choice. Additionally, there is a test called a virtual colonoscopy. And this is a version of a CT scan where the bowel is filled with gas and a CT scanner is used to look for polyps. It's good at finding bigger polyps. The downside of that test is that nothing can be removed by a virtual colonoscopy. But for the large number of Americans who will not have polyps on their screening colonoscopy, that could be a very good alternative.
Speaking of being filled with gas, how's that for a segue? The other night, I watched Dr. Mehmet Oz on the Craig Ferguson Late Late Show, and I must say, Dr. Oz did a marvelous job prepping Craig Ferguson, who asked him allegedly spontaneously, "Oh, have you had any interesting procedures recently?" And he said, "Well, gosh, you know, I just turned 50 and I gifted myself with a colonoscopy." And Craig Ferguson said in jest, "Oh, doc, you know how to live." And of course, got a huge roar from the audience. But he does know how to live, doesn't he? He knows how to stay alive.
He not only gifted himself, he gifted his family, because his family will not be suffering the same pain that Terrence Howard is, knowing that his mom might have had a test that might have saved her life.
I think that's a wonderful point. The other issue, of course, he told millions of people that all about the procedure, despite the fact that Craig Ferguson was shamelessly playing it for laughs. It was a very, very instructive discussion. The other thing that Dr. Oz said that I found extremely interesting and poignant, he essentially said, "I would not ask a patient to do something that I wouldn't do myself." And he said, "Imagine how stupid I would feel if I developed colorectal cancer after lecturing patients for years on the advantages of having age-appropriate screening for colorectal cancer." And he made a very, very good point there. You know, he's walking the talk and is living proof that
screening works.
Doctors are as wise as their patients should be.
I think that's really true. And I think that it's also a reminder of how we can all be our best selves, and that is to think through what needs to happen and then emulate that behavior for others. And so by choosing to go forward with all the appropriate screening and adopting a healthy lifestyle and advocating exercise and a good diet, he's really showing his patients what he thinks and knows and believes is the best way to live.
Dr. Deborah Nagel, Chief of Colon and Rectal Surgery at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center, thank you so much for joining us today on Life, Love, and Health Special Edition.
Thank you, Christopher.
And for more information on colorectal cancer screening, contact the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention at cdc.gov or the American Society of Colon and Rectal Surgeons at www.fascrs.org.